Okay, we're going to learn the bias of the Gemara. The Gemara is not Peshit the bias, but nevertheless, there's a lot to learn from the bias themselves. The first of the bias, which we learned Thursday, was Hareini Mishalom v'chazav amar Eini Mishalom Mai. If he himself backtracks, he says Hareini Mishalom, then he says Eini Mishalom Mai. Mi amrinu mahadaka hadabei adilba v'mosei koi udchu yehuda kamat chilai. So in this first debaya, there's a machlaikis, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam, at least the beginning of Taisis Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Taisis says that you can retract. That if you tell somebody, I'm going to pay that lady, you could change your mind. There was no kinyan. So if you want, you could change your mind. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in Taisus. The Rosh disagrees, and Taisus himself brings at the end that Rabbeinu Tam Betshuva held this way. And the Rosh holds that when you say Hareini Mishalom in Bezdin, that itself has a halacha of a Gemar Din, and you can't back out. Now, if you say, I'm going to pay because I'm chayiv, I'm guilty, I was pesheya, that's pshita. That's a das baldin kemeidim dami. If a person comes into Bezdin and says, I'm paying because I'm obligated to pay, it's a davar pashut that you have to pay. We're talking now where a person said voluntarily, Hareini Mishalom. He volunteers to pay, says Hareini Mishalom. In this case, where he volunteers Hareini Mishalom, the Rosh says that if you do that in Bez, then it has a din of Gemar Din. It makes it, there's no din Torah. He says Hareini Mishalom. So Bez is finished with the din Torah. There's nothing to have a din Torah over. So that creates a schaivus. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that it does not create a schaivus, that you said you're going to pay. It's a voluntary thing. So if there's no kinyan, and you volunteer something, so you can change your mind. The person's allowed to change his mind. We know that if you have to do kinyanim, if somebody is willing to give you something, and he says so, you get a kinyan from him, because kosman, there's no kinyan, there's no eschaivis. And that's Rabbeinu Tam. Also, I would think Rabbeinu Tam is the more pashut shita, that there is no eschaivis, just because he said you're voluntarily going to pay. And the Rosh is the Mechudish Tekeshita. The Rosh says that if in Bezdin you say, Hareini Mishalom, and Bezdin says, okay, no more court case, that itself creates a Schaivus. Understand, it's hard to call it a Psak Bezdin. Psak Bezdin is when Bezdin weighs something in the Paskin. It's not really a Psak Bezdin. It's a Gemar Din without a Psak, so to speak. Bezdin finishes their Din Torah. But they don't pass against. The psak wouldn't be mechayiv him. It's a voluntary Hareini Mishalom. So they're arguing here if that creates a schaivus. A gemar din without a psak of a schaivus, when there's a gemar din because the person says Hareini Mishalom, is that create a chiyuv? The Rosh says it creates a chiyuv, and Rabbeinu Tam says that it does not create a chiyuv. This is the machlokes. And we're going to come back to this machlokes. Because it's nageya to the ktsais that we're going to learn on the next debaya, but let's see. Gemara goes on. Second debaya. Omar Hareini Mishalein Umeis Va'amru Banav Einanu Mishalein. He volunteered to say Hareini Mishalein. He voluntarily said he's going to pay. Umeis, and then he died. Vam rubana ve'inanu mishalmim. And the children said that we're not going to pay. Man. Mi amrina mahadi kohadri bahu. Aydilma b'musa davu in kayin v'dechu yehudu kamat chilay. So this Ibaya, the second Ibaya, is naming on like this. The second Ibaya assumes if the children pay, if I say this Ibaya holds, they'd zicha get the kef. The Ibaya is if the father said Hareini Mishalom, and he died. And then the Banim said Einanu Mishalim. Do they get? They still entitled to kefil? They're not entitled to the kefil. The father's Hareini Mishalom. Does that make a kefil that'll go on to the children, even if they say Einanu Mishalim? The shaila here that the Ktzais brings into the sugya. The Ktzais is not in this sugya. The Ktzais is in Sima Samach Tas. Is in the rules of Batei Dinim. And the Ktzais there clears a shaila, a shas shaila. Any case, you have a situation where you have a person who's chayiv shvua d'oraisa. How could you have a case of shvua d'oraisa? So you all know there are three types of shvua d'oraisa, right? Moedav b'miktzas, eid echad, and shayrim. So let's say a moedav b'miktzas. A man comes into Bezdin. It's moedav b'miktzas. Someone said, you owe me $100. He said, I only owe you 50. So Bezdin said, okay, pay 50 and swear the other 50. So he's chayiv shvuas moedav b'miktzas, and then before he gets a chance to swear, he dies. So he dies, and he's mayrish to his children. They have to take over the court case now. They have to take over the din Torah. The children yarshin what? The yarshin, the father's chayiv shvuah on the second $50. That's what the children now get. They yarshin the father's chiyuv shvuah on the second $50. So klartik tzais heichin nidayna lahaydina. How do you look at it by the children? Do you say, well, the children get what the father had? The father was in a situation where if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. The children can't swear, so they should pay. So there's a chiyuv tashlumin now on the children. Or do we say, no, the father was potter. The father didn't have a chiyuv. Yeah, he was potter. So the children don't yashin a chiyuv tashlumin. It's a chiyuv shvua, which you can't be mechayiv the children. The question is, what is the father being meirish to the children in this case? So Ktzai says that there's a pasuk and a drasha. Shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim. The Gemara darshes v'loy ben hayarshim. By the din of shvuah d'oraisa, the Torah says shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim v'loy ben hayarshim. The chayra that's telling us by yarshim, there's no din a shvuah. The Ktzai says it's not that's that pasuk and that drasha has no shaychis to our suffix. Because there are two distinct cases. You can have one case where the father didn't have a din Torah at all. The father died. And someone comes to the children and says, your father owed us $100. And the children say, we know he owed you 50. We don't know if he owed you a second 50. In that case, what's the case? The father wasn't Mayru Shechi of Shvua. The father just died. He didn't have any din Torah. He just mortgages his property to his children. Someone comes along and says, your father owed us money. And the Yairish is a Maida B'miktzas. The Yairish says, Chamshin Yadana, 50 I know you, my father owed you. The other 50 I don't know. In that case, there's a din of Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneim V'loi Ben Yarshim. On Yarshim, there's no din to create a Chiyuv Shvua by the Yarshim. That's Gzeiras HaKasev. That by Yarshim we don't create a Chiyuv Shvuah. However, that's not the Ktzais HaSafik. The Ktzais HaSafik is where the father himself already went to a Din Torah. And the Psak of that Din Torah already was that is Chayav Shvuah, Daraisa. Now, Cleret the Ktzais, what's the Din of the children? Do they have to swear or not? This is the Cler the Chakira that the Ktzais in Simus Samach Tes, Sukkot and Zion, that he is that he's being done. Why isn't the Ktzais clear by Shvud Rabbanan? How come he only clears by Shvud Eraisa? Why isn't he clear if the father was Chayav Shvud Rabbanan? What's the answer? Shvud Rabbanan. What's the difference between Shvud Rabbanan and Shvud Eraisa? What would be by Shvud Rabbanan? If the father had a Shvud Rabbanan and he died, do the children have to pay? Of course not. Why not? Huh? Of course not. Why?
They can only get out of it if they say that maybe he swore and maybe he paid.
No, I mean, no, he didn't swear and he didn't pay. It's Chayav Shvud Rabbanan. Because by Shvud Rabbanan, you have to know, by Shvud Rabbanan, there's no Metaych. By Shvud Rabbanan, there's no Metaych Sheinei Yachal Lishba Mishalem. If Bezin says you have to swear Shvud Rabbanan and you refuse, you're off the hook. Shvud Rabbanan is only pressure. Bezin pressures you to swear. But even if the man didn't die, and he's Chayav Shvud Rabbanan, by Chayav Shvud Rabbanan, there's no Metaych. So the Ktzai starts that way, by Shvud Rabbanan, no, you knew that. By Shvud Rabbanan is no Metaych, right? By Shvud Rabbanan, you don't say Metaych Sheinei Yachal Lishba Mishalem. So by Shvud Rabbanan, there's nothing to talk about. If the father had a Shvud Rabbanan, he dies, so the kids, they certainly don't have to pay. They don't have to pay. The father also didn't have to pay. What are you going to do, pressure them to swear? They have no idea what was going on with their father. Can't pressure them to swear. They certainly don't have to pay. So there's no shayla. But by a Shvud Eraisa, there is a din of Metaych. Which means the father had a choice of swearing or paying. There, the Ktzais declares, when the father dies, and he's married to the children, whatever he had, do we say he's married to the children a matziv in which they have to pay? Or the children shouldn't have to pay? That's the suffix of the Ktzais. This is Taloi in the Chakira we had numerous times about how to touch up a din shvua deraisa. We spoke numerous times about the idea that the achrenim are clear. How do you touch up a shvua deraisa? The shvua deraisa is what? It's swear or pay. So the way we understood, the expression we use is you could use a shvua as a birur, or a shvua as a tashlumin. That's the expression that's used usually in the yeshiva veld. L'chanan's lashon, birur tashlumin. What does that mean in English? A shvua birur means that when I have to swear, it's a chiyuv amid to prove my case. I'm not chayiv any tashlumin. I'm not chayiv money. I'm a chayiv to be mevarer that what I'm saying is true. According to that, if I don't swear, why do I pay? If I don't swear, why do I pay? If it's only a chiyuv to be mevarer. So the answer is because hagufa. Why am I not swearing? The fact that I'm not swearing, that makes the chiyuv mamon. It makes it a little more suspicious. As it is, he was suspicious of you. You're my demiktas, or there's an ayachad against you. So as it is, we have certain suspicion against you. Torah said, be mevarer. If you are not swearing, that compounds the suspicion against you. Now, why aren't you swearing? That makes us more suspicious, and therefore there's a chiyuv tashlum. That's the way to understand that shavu is a chi is a birur. The second way to learn is that it's a chi of tashlumin. You have to pay the teveya. You have to pay him. What do you have to pay him? So you have a choice. You could pay him money, you could pay him a shavu. But your chi is a chi of tashlumin to him. He's, so to speak, entitled to something from you. See, he's entitled. You have to pay him. What are you going to pay him? You could pay him mamon. Or you could pay him a shvuah. If it'll be two eidim, you pay mamon. If it's an eid echad against you, so you have a choice. You could either pay mamon or pay a shvuah. The nafkamina between the two ways was nafkamina if a shvua is a chiyuv tashlumin, or if a shvua is a chiyuv just to be mevar. So the main nafkamina was in a situation where lehavalei lameda, where the person yoteveya had no way of knowing. Whatever the story is, it's a kind of story where he could not have known the truth. He couldn't know what the emes is. For example, someone's teveya me that my shor went into his field and ate. I don't know. Maybe my shor did, maybe it didn't. So he brings an eid echad against me. The eid echad says that my shor ate in his field. So now Bezdin says, I have to swear. I can't swear. I have no clue. I know my shor went for a walk. He goes for a walk every day. I don't know if it went into your field. It didn't go into your field. Do I have to pay or don't I have to pay? If you learn the first way, that shvua is a birur, that means Bezdin is mechayev me not to pay. I have to be mevar. I have to be mevar. I can't be mevar. I can't. It's impossible for me to swear. The Bezdin understands that. What do we do now? Do I have to pay? Well, if the only reason I would have to pay is because the fact that I can't swear is suspicious, if you're going to say, why do you pay? Because the fact you can't swear makes me suspicious of you. In this case, I'm not suspicious of you. I understand that you can't swear. You're in a different place and your animal went for a walk. So in this case, you'd be potter. By halai havalai lameida, you wouldn't have to swear, which is the shitas harosh, that in such a case where I have not, I don't have to swear. Which means the rush holds that a shvua, it's a birur. It's a way of being mevar the emes advar. If you learn the second way, when an eicha comes against me, I have to pay. Be'etzem, I have to pay. The Torah told me, you know what, either pay cash or pay a shvua. If you want, you get off the hook with a shvua. If that's the case, so then in a case where lo havalei lameida, I'm saying, look, I can't swear, I can't help it, it's impossible. In that case, I have to pay. Because the chiyuv shvua is ba'etzem a chiyuv tashlumin. I have to give him something. If I can't give him a shvua, then I have to pay cash. To pay him the money that the Erechot says I'm chayiv. And that shita is a Rambam. The Rambam shita is that even lo havalei lameida, we also say that that is a chiyuv tashlum. So this is the two guidelines in chiyuv shvua, either birur tashlumin, and the usual nafkamina is this nafkamina, where I have a leila meida, I have a good excuse why I don't know. And that is a machlokes to Rashi and the Rambam. Zaktik Tzais, on his chakira, that if a man is chayiv shvua, he's a meidav mikzas, is chayiv shvua, and then he dies, and it goes now, whatever psak din the father has passes on to the children. Zaktik tzais b'derech efsher that l'chayra, it's totally in these two ways of learning a chiyuv shvua. It's dependent on these two ways to learn what a chiyuv shvua is. If you learn a chiyuv shvua is a birur, so what is the father meirish to his children? He passes on to his children a chiyuv to be mevarer through a shvua. What happened? No. So the children yarshin a chiyuv to swear. They're in a situation of lehavalei lameida. How could they know? They don't know what their father's matzah was. They don't know if the father borrowed 100 or he borrowed 50. So there should be no chiyuv teshlumin. They only inherit a chiyuv teshvua. The shvua, they have a good excuse why they can't swear. They're not swearing doesn't make us more suspicious. The fact they're not swearing, does that make us more suspicious of them? No, not at all. So if it doesn't make us more suspicious, they're not chayav to pay. But all they yashim was a chiyav shvua, and if they can't swear, they're off the hook. Masha Enkain, if you learn the second way, if you learn that what's a chiyuv shvua, it's a chiyuv tashlumin, the Rambam's mahalach. Now, when Bezdin says you have to swear, Bezdin is in effect saying pay, either pay money or pay a shvua. You have to give him something. In Cain, when the father dies, what's he meirish to his children? He's meirish to his children a chiyuv tashlumin. If the children inherit a chiyuv tashlumin, so then they have to pay. They can't swear, then they have to pay. There's no excuse to have a leila meida. The Rambam says once the chiyuv shvua exists, there's no excuse to have a leila meida. You got to pay. If you can't swear, then pay with cash. So this is what the Ktzais suggests with Erech Efsher to satisfy his chakira. What's the din? If you yashin, then it's totally in this machlokes is the Rashi. What does all this have to do with our sugya? So the Ktzais brings from the Maharik that the Maharik says that this chakira is a beferish gemara. The original chakira, not the chakira of Zibir or Tashlumin, but the original shaila, the chakira, what's the din if a man dies and he's meirish shvua daraisa to his children? The Maharik says it's a gemara, the gemara we just learned. Omar Hareini Mishalim Omeis. What is he? The father is a shaymer. A shaymer. Bezdin would say he has to swear. The father's a shaymer. And he died. And the children, Vamru Banav, Ein Anu Mishalim. What's the case? The children said, Ein Anu Mishalim. We're not ready to pay. Doesn't that mean the children could back out? If they can't back out, what does it help for them to say Ein Anu Mishalmin? Vaista is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, is that they could back out. So it's a Farish Gemara. The father said Ein Mishalmin. The children said Ein Anu Mishalmin. So the Gemara is a Shaila. Do they mean it seriously, or are they just being madchen? But Vaista is if they mean it seriously, that they could back out. The Zakta Marik. It's a beferish gemara that the children could back out. This is Taina. Is it a raya from the gemara that you could back out? How do you learn the gemara? The father said, "Arayni mishalom umeis v'am rubanav einanu mishalom." Is that a raya that they could back out? Because it says, "I'm roi mishalom amai." What? Explain. If you hold, if you hold the rush,
then really
so why shouldn't they get careful? Why don't they get careful? Yes, they want. Good. So the Ktzais, this is Tali and the Rosh Rabbeinu Tam in the previous Ibaya. So the Ktzais, the Raya depends on the Machlokes Rosh Rabbeinu Tam. How is that? In the previous Ibaya, when it said that the man was still alive and he changed his mind, Rabbeinu Tam learned that he could change his mind. Yachal Azabai. That changing your mind means you could change your mind. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, I learned that you could change your mind. So Nachinami, it's a raya. Here when it says the children say, we're changing our father's mind, it says we're not paying. So it's the same thing. They could back out. But the way the Rosh learned, and the end of Taisvis learned, the way the Rosh learned, you can't back out. Once you say, Arayni Mishalim, and Bezdin closes up the court case, it's a Gemara Din, you cannot back out. Now, if you can't back out, when he says, Arayni Mishalim, why should he lose the Kefil? He can't back out. If he says, Arayni Mishalim, why should he lose the Kefil? So the answer was, because even if you're just trying to back out, I'm not giving you a kefil. You're trying to back out, you're going to schlep me through, I have to go to Bezdin to get you to pay. You lose the kefil not because you could back out, but because you're trying to back out. If you try to back out, you make me schlep you to Bezdin, I'm not gonna give you kefil. Like Taisa says, Hacha de ka'ama mahad de ka'adabei, lo shi yucha la'agzar, ela reitz la'agzar, afa bishani yachal, I'm acting like fela, min shimda shakula Bezdin. In the Gemara, there are two ways to learn. The Marik's Raya is only a Raya if you're going to learn that the Pshat is that you could back out, then it's a Raya that you could back out. But according to the Rosh, who learned Pshat in the Gemara, that you lose Kefil for trying to back out, and really you have no Kayak to back out. Just lose Kefil for trying, Lefizeh, the whole Raya falls away. Because the children said, Eini Mishalim, it couldn't be really, they have no Kayak, they must pay. Yarshim must pay. Just what? Just that if they try to back out, they lose the kefil. And here they try to back out, even though they can't. So that's why they lose the kefil. So after Tzais, this raya is totally in the machlaikis. Which Tzais anyway said that his shayla should be totally in the machlaikis anyway. So lemaisa, there's no raya from the Gemara. Atkan the Ktzais, this is the way the Ktzais says. What the Ktzais is Megalatas is that these two ways to learn the Gemara has ramifications on this whole Chakira. Because Lamaisa, the Marik is right, that if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Raya. If you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, who said, Eini Mishalem means you have Kayach to back out, if you learn like Rabbeinu Tam, the Marik is right, it's a good Raya. All we're saying is Ladina, it's not necessarily a Raya because the Rosh argues Rabbeinu Tam. So this is all, I told you over pretty much the whole Ktzais. A little more there, but basically the Ktzais, this is what it says. Now, there's a Rosh on this Gemara, not a Rosh, a Shach on this Gemara, which it just got me thinking about how it stems with this whole thing. The Shach looks like a pretty easy Shach. The Shach asks that if the Yarshim could back out, and they pay voluntarily, the Rosh asks Akasha, why did they get kefil? Last week, we spoke out to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Rajba, who told us that if you give someone a gift, they're not going to, you don't get kefil for gifts. If you go over to someone who you have no shaykhus to paying him, no eschaivus to paying him, nothing, and you just go over to him and you just pay him on your own, you don't get kefil for that. We don't give kefil to someone who pays out of nowhere. Right, the Rajba's Raya was, he brought a Yerushalmi, that if two Edim say Nensu, which means that you're totally off the hook from paying, no Shua, no nothing, and you pay voluntarily, you don't get kefil. Even though you did a wonderful favor to this man, you voluntarily paid, but you don't get kefil if it's a Matana. That was the Rajba's Shita. We said Ramban and the Ritva argued. But the Shach is going on the Rajba. The Rajba says for gifts, we don't give kefil. We only give kefil if there's a tzad chiyuv in what you're paying. In fact, the Shach, why should Yarshim get kefil? The Yarshim, at least according to Taisvis, the Yarshim, they're giving a gift. What are the Yarshim doing? The Yarshim are just giving a matana. So why should they... Why should they get it? Even Lomi Bai, if they say they're not going to pay, even if they pay, why should the Yarshim get kefil? They're just giving a gift. They're not mechuyev to pay. If you hold them mechuyev, it's one thing. But if you hold them, they're not mechuyev to pay, why should they, it's a bit kasha, why should they get kefil? So there's a feeling that Yarshim is different. But what's... Huh? Kasha shtaka kasha, no? If you hold that when you're totally off the hook, you don't get kefil for paying something that's a total matana, then why should the Yarshim pay? Why should Yerushim get kefil when they pay? Huh? Let's keep it out of that what?
That says that Yerushim really might have to pay because they are close to the father. So technically the guy could bring them through as in.
As kibud av, there should be a chiyuv teshlum. What? Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei hames. It's funny because the mace himself could back out if he'd be alive. The mace said, "Areini mishalem." What? In our case, I'm talking now in our case. We said areini mishalem. The second case. In the second case, certainly the shakas is. We said already, Mishalim, if you hold, you can back out. Why should the children get a Yerusha? So at Kibbut Av, a little hard. The father could back out, they can't back out. I don't know, the shach says, the shach is going be'emis on, it's really going on both cases. Where the children pay, it's not going on the children say we're not paying, it's going on the children do pay. Why do they get kefil if they're not mechuyev to pay? So the shach says, what did the father do? The father didn't say pashati. If the father said pashati, then das baldin kamei edim. There would be no question. What the shach says, interestingly, is that the children are thinking. When children pay, they're thinking, who knows? Maybe our father was Peshaya Taka. Maybe he was Peshaya. And that's why either he said Areini Mishalem or he would have said Areini Mishalem, either case. Maybe he was really a Peshaya. And it's really in the nature of the children to want to pay, to make sure, you know, when a person dies, you want to make sure that there's no chiyuvim. I don't know why, that's a nature. You know, maybe because all the stories you read about people coming back in Gugulim to pay up Tavis, but I don't know. It's certainly a teva that there's a big desire to pay Chavis that people left. It's an interesting thing. When Rav Palm was Nifter, we found in his desk, we were looking through his desk for different, it was mostly Chidush HaTorah that we were looking at, but he had a ledger, a tzedakah ledger. And at the last page of the ledger, he had written that someone had given him $1,500 for the kaitel, for the Tefri Yeshiva. But an ani came, so he gave it to the ani, and he's chayiv to the yeshiva, to the kaitel, he owes $1,500. That was the last entry in the ledger. So it was a funny thing when we found it. How many people would be willing to pay that $1,500? The yeshiva could have made a lot of money on it. No. I mean, I happened to be the one that was sitting there and I found it. So I paid up to $1,500. I think anybody, no, somebody is nifter, if he's not a Rosh Hashiva or Gadol Adar, somebody's nifter, you want to pay up his chayvis. You don't want him to end up with chayvis, like Achri Mais Kedoshim, you know, if the people are dead, you really want to. The Shah seems to say something like this. It's hard to know how to touch it into Dinei Mominis, but the Shach says that when the children are paying, they're paying because they're, he's lashing the Shema, that perhaps the father was would have paid because really he's a Peshaya. They don't want there to be Chayvis, and that's why the children pay. And it's got to be talking in a case where the father was Meirish money, because if a father has a Chayv, and he dies penniless, the children are not obligated to pay, even if they know he was a Peshay. But he says the father left money. And the children, from that money that was left, his lashon is that even though they're mesupik if he was Peshay, they want to pay. That's how he answers that it's not a matan. It's still voluntary. It's still a voluntary payment. The answer, what does a shach mean? It's still voluntary. I'm just giving you a matana. The person who's giving kefil is only giving kefil to someone who doesn't give me a gift. Someone gives you something that
I'm going to give you from my father. I'm going to give you my own.
That's a good question. What's the difference if it's the father's money or the son's money? Well, I have to think about it. But I was thinking about the step before that. When the children pay because of maybe the father was Besheya, that's not a matana of Aistos. From the shab. The pay, because maybe the father was Besheya, that means, what does it mean? Like the settling, the suffix chayv of the father. Isn't that what it means? The settling, the suffix chayv of the father. And that suffix chayv of the father, it's still a matana, no? The suffix chayv is not mechayv to pay.
So even though it's not a chiyuv.
Even though
there's no chiyuv, but the point is the fact that you're willing to give it to me on the tzara something that maybe it's
going to. It sounds like that's what the Shach is saying. Shach is saying that any time the person is willing to pay on a tzad chiyuv, that's enough, even though it's really a matana, because really I don't have to. But I'm paying on a tzad possibility of a chiyuv, that's enough to get the kefil. So why then does he say only if the father was Meirish money, not if it's children's own money? So if I say, on that side, it has to be a chi of gomor. On the side that there was a pshia, it has to be a mamlistik a chi of. It's a kibarav for the children to pay even if the father died penniless. Father had a chayiv. It's a kibarav. If I say, there has to be a tzad chi of mamin for the children to pay the father's, for them to get kefil for paying. That's what Vais does. So the way the Shach is learning the Gemara, the children are going to get the kefil when they pay, even if they could back out, because it's on its side, chi of mamin, of the father. That's how the Shach is touching up the Gemara. So it's good. The Shach is, I don't think it's so complicated. So Shach is learning, we're going now like Tosis. Shach is saying, the father died. The children really could get off the hook. We're going to shoot this Tosis. The children could get off the hook. But nevertheless, when they're paying, they get the kefil on the tzad, because that tashlumin has a tzad as chayvus. This is the way the Shach is learning up the sugya, in this ibay at least, the way Rabbeinu Tam learned. Okay, let's see. Let's try to. Yeah.
The Shach specifically skips the second case.
Because the Shach is going on Shilaim, where it's a Shalach according to everybody.
Because there was no Hamada within. He specifically points that out. There was no Hamada.
My nafkamina. There's Hamada within Hareini Mishalim. It's Alchas Kama Vakama.
If there was no Hamada within, so then there was never a din on the father, and they went straight to the children.
That's true. That's 100% true.
So he's saying only in that case, meaning in
not only that case. Kol shkein like Rabbeinu Tam in the first case, where he said Arayni Mishalim, certainly. What the Shach says is Kol shkein emes according to Rabbeinu Tam in the previous Yibayi. It's Al Chas Kama V'Kama. If in the second case, he doesn't say it because he's not going to Rabbeinu Tam. But it would, the same thing is true according to Rabbeinu Tam. It would be the same. It's true. It may not be going to Rabbeinu Tam because we don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. But everything he says is true according to Rabbeinu Tam and Shach and the Gemara. Okay. All right, so this is the, what is this, the second Ibaya, third Ibaya? I'm going to lose track. I think I counted. There were, 11 or 12 Ibayas here. Let's see. Again, Omar Reini Mishal Meis Omar Barav Einonu Mishal Meis. That's the second Ibayi. Mai Mi Amina Mahad Kahad Bahu Adilma Bin Musa Da Avua In Kaimi V'Dechu Yehuda Kamat Chilay. Next 30 Ibayi. Shalmu Banim Mai. If the children paid, what's the din? Matzi Amalahu Kiak Noik Feila Lavucha In David Linaich Nafshay. I'm only willing to give kef to your father. He did me a favor. What favor did he do? What favor did the father do? What favor did the father do? Huh? So you're all saying the wrong answer, which is why I want you to answer. You're the Rashi. If I learned the Gemara and without Rashi, I'd say the same thing. The father did me a favor. He was a shomer. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, "Da'avad li naich nafshani, pa'amim rabbis osla li kairos ruach." He always does me favors. Well, funny Rashi, no? I agree with your pshat, rather Rashi's pshat, no? I would give kefil to your father, he did me a taiva. Which taiva did he do me? Said Rashi, oh, he did me taivas plenty of times. The Ritva says, how do you know he did taivas plenty of times? Maybe this is his first taiva. Once he's dead, I don't need his tithes. How does that fix Rashi?
You know what Rashi's saying is that he does it plenty of times. Like, you have a card like, and watch people do it in the future also.
He's dead. He can't do more in the future.
That's why
does Rashi have to say he did me many in the past? Why does Rashi have to say he did me many tithes? Maybe this is his first tithe, and I'm giving him careful.
I want his services to keep on going.
So if it's his first tithe, I say, Chawan. Wasn't it his first or his tenth? Huh? So the Ritva says that Mistam, if you give something someone to be Shamer, it's your friends that do Tavis to each other. Who do you go? You don't go to someone you don't know and ask them to be, well, sometimes you do, but typically it could be that Rashi wants a case that's true by Shail also. Or Shail, he's not doing you a Taiva now. He's doing you a Taiva. He's not doing a Taiva, he's borrowing, he's getting the Taiva. So Rashi says that Stamazai, in such a case, the person did Tavis in the past. It's not Dafka he's doing the Tavis now. He did Tavis in the past as well. And I think the Ritva says it also, that he's coming to be Marabel Shayel. It's and that's why the Stam case is a person who did Tavis in the past. What happens is this is the first time he did a taiva for him? Would it be the same Ibaya? Well, by Shaymer, Mustama not. By Shayel, Mustama yes. By Shayel, it's the same Ibaya. Do I give him kefal because he's doing me a favor? If he's a Shayel bar for me and he never did me taivas, Stama Bezl assumes if you lent him something, he did your taivas. But otherwise, it would seem that comes out from this Gemara, at least the way to Ritva and Rashi are learning, that that would be included in the Ibaya. It's a chiddush. What am I going to do? It's a Rashi. From a rabbi, Sassali Karas Ruach. Interesting Rashi. Anyway, that's the Gemara Shaila. Do we say Kiyakni Kvei Lavu Chayin Davidi Naich Nafshay Lidetchu Loi? Oi Dilma Loi Shna. Well, maybe there's no difference as long as the children pay that they're willing to do it. So that's Ibaya number three. Ibaya number four. It's the reverse case. Shilem libanima. Previous case, who died? The previous case, the shomer died. Shilem libanim, who died? Who died? The balabayis, the owner of the animal, died. Mai. That's a shayla. Well, who cares if he dies? Some he cares if he dies, his wife. But what does that have to do with this thing? If he died, he did his thing already. Shamo libanimai. This one doesn't seem to make sense. You have a man. Let's say I would tell you, there's Reuven and Shimon. Reuven gave something to Shimon, and he gave him a kinyan on it, and it was a tanai. Right? That's what we're saying by Shimer. When you give something to the Shimer, you're giving him a kinyan mishicha or a kinyan chatz, whichever it is, and he takes it. He's claiming it that if someone will steal it, you'll pay the guy for voluntarily, you get the kefil. You pay the money voluntarily, you get kefil. Does it matter if a man dies after he's finished with the whole kinyan? Huh? If a person died, this case seems not to fit. Shilaim libanim mai means the man who gave the animal to the shomer. He died. Now, we're finished with him. He already did all his kinyanim already. If the shomer dies, I understand. The shomer didn't pay yet. So, if he dies, the children have to take over for him. But if the Balabayas dies, who cares if he's dead? He's a person who already did a kinyan, was marked as something b'tanai, and he died. Who cares if he dies? How do you understand the Gemara? What? So let me ask you. Let's say Reuven gives Shimon, he says, here's $100, on the Tanai, you do something tomorrow. And then Reuven dies, and Shimon does it tomorrow. What's the difference?
He said the condition was that the animal is stolen and you pay me the carrot. But that right now, the meat is dead and you pay my children. So my children have to accept it. You never paid the actual, the Balak part. That was the condition to pay the Balak part. The Balak part is dead.
You What's the difference? You pay the Balak part or you pay his Yarshim?
Because that's the condition. The condition was not, you pay my Yarshim.
Just like if you pay me, I give you kefil. If you pay my yarshim, they give you kefil. Why should there be any difference?
If they want to, but I can't make a condition for somebody else. I can't go and say, if you pay me, I'll give it to you. If you pay Reuven, he'll give it to you. Reuven says, for you, I'm not. So it's very nice you give my yarshim, they have to agree to this. That's what we're asking. They agree to this.
Is that Mustafa? That the father never was makna on das the children. Is that the way the Gemara says the Ibai is? What does the Gemara say? Shamu liban in mai. What's yamu kiyak ni le'avuna kefeila davata le'ech nashay? And then, no, the Gemara doesn't say what you're saying. Gemara says, our father's willing to give you kefil because it's a mataiva. We're not willing to give you. Why do Yarshim have to do it? The question is, why did the father have in mind? The father did a kinyan. Did he have in mind that even the Yarshim's kefil goes? If you pay the Yarshim, Yarshim's kefil? Well, he didn't. I could hear two tzedakah. But it's not, the Yarshim can't say, we don't want to be makna. You certainly weren't makna. You never did a kinyan. You never did anything. The Yarshim never did any kinyan, never did a mashiach, they never did anything. The boy is only in the father.
The father's condition is dead in the water because he's not around to accept it, to fulfill it. But now the question is, do the Yarshim agree?
The Yarshim can't be Makna.
And what?
They can't be Makna. They can't be Makna Kefir. They're not Balabatim to be Makna Kefir. The Maram Shif says that Rashi was bothered by this Kasha. Again, you have to be Medayik in the Rashi. And I admit I wouldn't have chapped right away. But once you see it, it's very Gishmak. Rashi, Shilim Laban and Mai. Third line, what's unusual about Rashi? Looks like a simple Rashi. Let's learn the Rashi. Shilem Labanim Mai. Mesu Abailim. Vinignava. Vomer Hashemer Labanim Irani Mishalim. Three steps to the story. The man dies. Then it gets stolen. Then the Shemer told the Banim Irani Mishalim. Zakhtimaram Shif. Why does it say that it was stolen after he died? It could be it was stolen and then he died. Rashi here is telling us that this Ibaya is dafka in a case where first the man died and then it was stolen. What could possibly be Rashi's kavana in this? First he died, then it was stolen. What's the difference if it's stolen first, died second? It's a riddle. Why does Rashi say Dafka, he died and then it was stolen, meaning it was the Yarshim's when it was stolen? Well, why does Rashi say that case? Zakhtimar Amshif. Because Rashi was bothered by the Kasha I asked you. Who cares if he dies? Rashi learns that this Gemara is going like the second pshat on the Amud Aleph. The second pshat was Samach L'Gnevasei Kenu Yalach. That the kinyan is samuch l'gnevasai. The kinyan is sha'achas before it was stolen. And since it was sha'achas kodem it was stolen, the father died first. And then it was stolen. Which means that who had to be makne'it? Who was the bailim sha'achas samuch l'gnevasai? The yarshim were already balabatim. They already were the owners. They already owned the para. Zach to Maram Shif, that's Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara, we're asking an Ibaya Dafka like that side of the Ibaya. Like that side, I mean, of the Amid Aleph. That Samach Lignevase Knu Yalach. The Kenyan to the Shimer is an hour before the Geneva. And in that case, you can ask anybody, Shilim Labanim Ai. Question is, why did Labanim, the Napalabatim here, the father did the Kenyan? The answer is no, the father didn't do the Kenyan. Because the Kenyan is Shach, an hour before the Geneva. At that time, the Yarshim were the Balabatim. Us, now it's a Geshmak Ibaya. The Yarshim owned the animal, so we have an Ibaya. Do we say only the father that you did Tavis to, he's not the Kefir? Or do we say, even Yarshim also mak the kefil? Now the Yarshim are balabatim in the story. So this is all Bekavonis Rashi. Sounds like a lot to learn into a Rashi. But they have an odd. And Rashi Lishitasai, how's that? Oh, it has to be for a different reason. It has to be Lishitasai. You're right. I'll tell you in a second. But first, the Evan Ha'azel says that this Maram Shif is very geshmak because the Rambam, when he brings all these Ibayis, he skips this one. The Rambam brings all these Ibayis and says it's a teiko, it's a suffix. Pumpt, he skips one, Shilam Labanamai, he skips it. Why would he skip one? He brings all the Ibayis. Why would he skip Shilam Labanamai? Zab Devin Ozel, it's very geschmack. Because the Maram Shiv said that this Ibaya is only like that side of the Amid Aleph of Samach L'Gneva. That this Shiloh, you paid the children, really makes no sense. The children have no Shaychis. They only have a Shaychis on the tzad of Samach L'Gneva, which the Rambam doesn't pass in like that Lashon of Samach L'Gneva. So this is the Rambam doesn't pass in like that Lashon of Samach L'Gneva. So the Rambam, this Ibaya, Taka makes no sense like the Rambam. The Rambam holds the Kinyan is when you originally give the animal from the Balabas to the Shiver. If you learn like that, if the Balabas dies, no one, we don't care. The Kinyan is finished. We only care like the Tzad of the Ibaya that is Mak the Samach L'Gneva, like Rashi says. So it's very geschmack that the whole Gemara's Ibaya is only like one Tzad, it's not Lahalacha. Now, if you want, you can ask me a kasha on Rashi. The way Rashi has the story, what's the story? There's a shayma, and the man dies, and then it's stolen. Did this shayma do any tavis to the Yarshim? Did this shayma do any favors to the Yarshim? Well, chayma, he did. When the father died, the Shomer kept on watching it. Now is the children's. Right? Now is the children's. Chayri, you could jump on me and say, what's Shana Rashi? He's doing a taiva. He is doing a taiva. The father died. Now, when the Shomer keeps on watching, he's watching for the Yarshim. So it's taka very geshmak. Rashi learns, Palmim Rabbis, that just for this watching it right now, that's not enough to be Machnikei. For we assume they're friends. If he's giving him for Shmira, he assumed they're friends. Pumim Rabbi is that he does Tavis for him. So Mimela, if they watch it for the Irish for a period of time, that's not enough for them to get the Kefir from the Irish. And Mimela, we have this Ibaya. Right, so this is we didn't finish all the Ibayas. Tomorrow we're going to finish the Ibayas. So what I'd like you to work on, starts from the Rush, is what do you do by a Teiku? A lot of times we like to talk about this. By Ibaya de Leifshita, sometimes it's easy. By the Leifshita, do I owe you money? Don't I owe you money? I might say, all right, by the Leifshita. What's the din by these Ibayis to Leifshita? So that is a little of a tumult here in the Shinim, so we're going to get to that tomorrow.